This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Currently it's 44 degrees out there, going to get up to 52 with some rain today, low of 36. Right now we're going to be listening to a playback of the Positively Healthy Show. Enjoy.
Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Welcome, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and you're listening to Dr. Maria Salas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I think it's probably about more than 51 degrees out today. Maybe a little bit less, a little bit more, huh, Bob?
52 the last time I checked.
So, okay.
So, well, yes, it is a little bit more.
It's actually really nice out. It's sort of like not heavy rain, but it's sort of that drizzly thing where you still feel like you can get out there and do things and not have to, like, you know, hide in a cave in your bedroom under the covers like I always want to do. But anyway, thank you for being here today, Bob. I know that you're...
I'm in for Savannah today,
yeah,
and next week, so
good.
It's great working with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has, and wherever you are, Savannah, Merry Christmas. We miss you, and Merry Christmas to everyone else. Happy Hanukkah, Mele Kelikemaka out there, and what is everyone doing for Christmas this year? Do you have to travel? Well, if you do, please be safe out there. I know I'm going to be traveling on Wednesday, and... I think there's going to be a lot of travelers out there because the gas is pretty low, so that's good. So let's see. What I want to do right now is thank our listeners for tuning in this last year, sharing their thoughts in the chat room and on our Facebook page. You can always go to Facebook to Twins Talk Health. We had a lot of great comments and a lot of great sharing this year. Is there something... for Positively Healthy that you would like to share with us, please contact me at drmariasalas@pacbell.net. That's drmariasalas@pacbell.net. Give us some ideas of things that you want to talk about. It could be chiropractic related, of course. I am a practicing chiropractor here in Redding, California. And we are open a few days at HealthWise Chiropractic this week, just so you know. So call and make sure to make your appointments, your regular chiropractic adjusting appointments. Or if you're a new patient, you can sneak on in Monday and Tuesday, okay? 244-9000, that's 244-9000. Give us a call. Okay, I'm so excited for my sister Josie because we haven't really talked about her in a long time. She hasn't been on. She's been really, really busy. I wanted... to let you guys know that she was able to get all of her hours in for her internship for her massage certificate. As you know, with your help and the listeners' help, and we were able to go ahead and do that at my office just a few months back. And so she's just waiting on the state now to give her a go and get her certificate in. She's opening her massage practice in Guerneville, California. You can always find out more at keepmovingwithjosie.com. Positively Healthy also likes to support great businesses as well as great products. You guys know that. Have you been hearing all about the doTERRA essential oils lately? Either on Facebook or you have a crazy friend like I do that's always telling you everything. They're like always offering up a remedy for you for every ache, pain, and ill that you might have in your family. More importantly, are you looking for some of your... something to kind of add to your regimen for overall health that is more natural and less synthetic, right? Today I want to say thank you to two amazing women. They're hardworking women who are passionate. They're givers to their communities. Welcome Jesse Cork and Shalene Swanson-Hogan to the show today. Did I do good, Shalene?
You did great.
Okay. Come a little bit closer to the mic, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so what are we talking about today, girls? I'm really excited about this.
Well, for those who have maybe never even experienced essential oils or don't even know what that is, I think we can just kind of start from the beginning and give kind of an overview. I'd love to hear from listeners maybe some of the questions that they have. Usually when we teach classes, we try to base the classes really around what the needs for those people in that class are. So please, if there's listeners that have questions or health concerns, call in and ask, because we're able to kind of focus more on that than just basics.
Thanks for mentioning that, Jesse. My I'm going to just call you my co-host today. You can call in at 605-4567 if you have questions. That's 605-4567. Or you can go ahead and log into the chat room. Bob's here. He'll let us know if anyone has a question in the chat room. We'll go ahead and address that. The other thing I wanted to mention was... Go ahead, keep going.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Oh.
No, go ahead.
Well, I can just start. We can start by just talking about maybe where essential oils come from.
Oh, definitely.
So a lot of people, you know, maybe if you go to the health food store or something, you see little bottles of oils, and you maybe not, maybe you know, maybe you don't know where they come from. But essential oils are essentially plant extracts. So all the plants in the world have oils on them that protect them from the weather, from insects, from all sorts of things. And what doTERRA does, excuse me, is they are able to take the piece of the plant that actually has the medicinal use and use that, bottle it, and then we can sell it to people. So
what part of the plant is that usually?
So it comes from all sorts of parts of the plants. It can come from a leaf. It can come from the flower, from the hardwood of a tree, from the bark of a tree. It depends on what they're trying to get, because oils in different parts of the plants do different things.
Got it. Okay.
So doTERRA is really big on purity and potency, and so they actually they get their oils from all over. It's not all grown in the U.S., where a lot of other things are. Some of ours do come from the U.S., but most of them come from other countries. So doTERRA goes to the place where the plants are indigenous, so where farmers and ranchers have been growing these crops from generations. So, for example, Oman or France, Italy, Canada, Madagascar, some of them are third world countries where the soil still has a lot left in it to produce great plants. And so that's where they get the potency piece from it. The purity piece comes from a CPTG process, which is basically a seven-step process. And CPTG stands for Certified Pure Therapeutic Grade.
That's part of their distillation process or part of their harvesting or something like that? Or
it's part of their process after harvesting and distillation.
Okay.
So after they get the oils from the growers, they put it through that process. And each step of the way as the oil goes through production, they pull the oils to test it. So it's not just tested one time. It actually is tested all the way until it hits the shelves, or until it hits your home as it gets shipped to you. So they test to make sure there's no impurities, that there's no synthetics, that there's not even a weed or maybe a piece of the plant that got in there that wasn't supposed to during the process.
Mm-hmm.
doTERRA believes these oils are powerful in their pure form. And so the oils that we get as they get shipped to us are as pure as they come, which means they're very strong. So a 15-milliliter bottle of lemon oil has 45 lemons in it.
Wow. Okay. They give you that information.
They do. There's tons and tons of information out there. There's research that's been done. If you're the scientific piece of it, mm-hmm. and you like that, there's lots of scientific research being done on these oils every day. And then there's the fun facts, which like the 45 lemons or 15 pounds of lavender in one bottle of oil. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot of work, too, to be done with that. Where's the company located?
The company is located in Utah. That's where the main offices are.
Okay. So all of our products are coming from Utah? Or do they have warehouses throughout the country?
They actually just established a new warehouse in New Orleans, I believe, is the newest one. But most of them come from, any from our side of the state, come from the Utah area.
Okay, great.
But the oils are sold worldwide, so it's not just for the United States. There's markets open in Japan, there's in Australia, Mexico, all over the world. The oils aren't just for us, they're for everybody.
That's good, because we all need them. So I know I've had a few, I know a lot of people are looking for really clean products. Are these organic, or how does that work? I know in different countries, they actually have a lot of different requirements for their farming than we do here, so some of their requirements are much harsher, especially Australia. So how does that work for doTERRA?
So that, again, is where the certified pure therapeutic grade comes into play. Like we were saying, the oils come from all over the world, so it is very difficult to label them certified organic. Mm-hmm. But they are in their pure form, and they mm-hmm. all go through third-party testing, and they go through many different tests to ensure that there's no fillers, no pesticide residues, no chemicals, that it is just a pure plant extract. So, no, they are not certified organic, but in their pure form, they are organic, and that's where our certified pure therapeutic grade sets us aside from other brands.
Okay, good, because I know that a few people get some things from, you know, nutritional stores, and just the label mm-hmm. is so completely different than what you would see on a doTERRA label,
yeah.
Meaning it says 100% whatever grade, but it really isn't.
You want to be careful with other oils that you might pick up on your store shelf. They may say pure on the front of the bottle, and then when you look at the ingredients, they will have other fillers in them. So they're not safe to use in the same ways that we can use doTERRA oils. In order for an oil on your store shelf to be labeled pure, it only has to have 10% of an essential oil in it. So the rest of it is a lot of other fillers inside those bottles.
Which we don't want and
no.
just costs people more money.
It does.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. There are a lot of different ways to get to know these oils, and I think there's a class coming up. I want to go ahead and talk about that throughout the show today, because I want people to be able to go and learn more about the oils for their overall health. Saturday, January 10th, 2015. At 2835 Childress Drive in Anderson from 12 to 2, that's a Saturday, you can come and learn more about the oils. Jesse, are you going to teach that class?
I am going to teach that class, and I actually teach quite often, sometimes 3 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week. It just depends on what people need. So that class is open for anybody. They can bring whoever they like. It really is a great informational class. I will
bring a pad and paper.
I will have my oils, and so you can try them, you can smell them, and really, once you have a bottle of oil in your hand, it's so powerful. It's not like, you know, when you get sick and you go get you know, a prescription from a doctor. It's these oils are amazing. They work quickly. They are just very, very positive.
Okay, on our way back from the commercial, we're going to go ahead and talk more about the class and the oils. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. You're listening to Positively Healthy. Come on back.
Here comes. Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5866.
1468. KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Bells will be ringing.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I want to thank you so much, Jesse and Shalene, for being in the studio with me today. This is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. We are talking about doTERRA essential oils. Thanks again, guys, for coming in. I know you come from a long ways, Miss Jessie.
Little ways, Orland.
Yeah, Orland area, so thank you. So, again, everyone, for the class that's coming up, I wanted to remind you, Saturday, January 10th, it is at 2835 Childress Drive in Anderson, and it starts at 12 o'clock. We're going to learn lots of things. How do you start the class?
It'll be a beginner's essential oils class. So
perfect.
For anybody who maybe has a little bit of knowledge or maybe none at all, they can just come and get to know the oils, get to know what they're for and how to use them.
Okay, great. Yeah, go ahead and invite someone. If you want, definitely RSVP with me, 244-9000. That's 244-9000. We can get an idea of how many people are going to be there. We're going to definitely have oils out that you can try and smell and just taste. Right?
Yep. All of those.
Yeah, because you can involve all the senses here. I wanted to talk about how you guys got into using the products. What made you start using them? I know why I did. I can talk about that. But Shalene, do you have a story about that?
Sure. I was introduced to the oils kind of blindly from my best friend in Idaho, and I ordered a few oils just to help her out. Little did I know they would completely change my life. I went from taking 2 to 3 Aleve a day for my headaches to now I have not taken an Aleve in 2 years for anything. So that was very powerful for me, and I started seeing changes with my family's life and just our everyday things that would come up. And a little while later, my husband and I tried to have a baby, and we tried for quite a while with no success. So after about a year of being off birth control, I decided to do the protocol that doTERRA recommends for fertility. And I followed that, and within 3 months, we conceived, and we now have the most beautiful baby girl, who is 10 months old.
Aw, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about how that protocol went, or is it
there's several different products, but part of that is doing a cleanse and cleansing your body of candida overgrowth. doTERRA has an amazing, very gentle candida cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So you really don't notice that you are cleansing, but it does cleanse your body of all of that yeast overgrowth that can cause a havoc and cause so many different symptoms in our bodies. And then,
so with you, it was coming out in headaches and pain and different things like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I really didn't know anything about candida before I got started with doTERRA. And I've seen a lot of people have a lot of success with doing the candida cleanse, from it being with fertility, psoriasis, eczema, all of those types of things. Oftentimes, a candida cleanse will really help to improve those symptoms. And that's the great thing about doTERRA is, and essential oils, natural medicine, they're nature's medicine. So they are designed to treat the root cause rather than just masking our symptoms. And so with the fertility protocol, it did entail a candida cleanse, our wonderful supplement system, and then several different oils applied several times a day.
How were you using the oils? Because I know some of them you can use topically, aromatically, yes, or you can ingest them. Was it like all of the above?
Of the above.
Okay.
Several oils applied topically twice a day, and several oils internally as well.
Okay. That's great.
Oh, yes.
How about you, Miss Jessie? How did you get started with using these oils?
Well,
who introduced you to the oils?
My sister actually did, and it was a forced introduction. Okay. In the beginning, it was very forced. Mm-hmm. I wasn't interested. I actually run a foster care unit, so I'm very, very busy. And it was just one more thing that I didn't have time for. But I did have headaches every day. I did have tension and stress and all kinds of stuff going on with me, just job-related. And so what happened was she would send me a ton of oils, and they would sit in my bathroom, and I'd do nothing with them. And I got sick. It was the flu season. It was all the germies that the kids carry around.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called her desperate and said, what oil do I use?
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me, and it worked. And it worked really fast, and then I was like, dang it. So now I really have to try this.
Oh, man, it worked.
So I started using the oils daily. My headaches were gone, and it worked so fast. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I would take an ibuprofen or an Aleve or aspirin or whatever was around. And, you know, it takes a little while for that to kick in. I'd put an oil on, and within 5 minutes, my headache was gone. And so for me, and, I, you know, as Americans, we want it to work, and we want it to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it did for me. So it was pretty powerful right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really just started using the oils for myself in my daily life, and I slowly started to share. And that's where we all become those oil addicts, like your friend who tells you about every oil.
You guys know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Anytime you hear somebody has an issue, you're like, oh, try this oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you get so excited about them working.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the process and sharing with everybody. So I shared with my social workers.
That's awesome.
And the stories that you hear back, it's just, it's powerful and rewarding. And it's so positive to see that you guys were able to change your own stuff. You didn't have to go sit in a doctor's office for hours and wait for a prescription that may or may not work or may cause you some other side effects. And some of those side effects, listening to them on TV, they're all scary.
Yeah. Well, obviously, as a chiropractor, I have to throw in, hopefully for the fertility and for the headaches, maybe you guys were getting regular chiropractic adjustments.
Oh, I do.
I
do.
Good, good. Because I totally believe that the essential oils complement the adjustments so well that you guys have a line where it's like the grounding oils. Which ones are those? Balance is a blend. And then some other ones?
There's lots of oils that will help ground you. Balance is probably the best just because the company's taken the oils that work really well together and just created that blend for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just, it's something I put on every day. It's by my coffee maker. I carry it with me. Like I say, you become an oil addict. I have oils at work. I have oils in my car. There's oils at home. And you just, you know, you as you go through the different seasons and different seasons of your life even, your oils change and your favorites change. And
talking about seasons, I know we're going to get into how they're used, how you use them individually and for children, but I wanted to talk about frankincense this month because it's one of the free products of the month if you order a certain way. Frankincense, as you know, it's December, so the company is really awesome in choosing that oil, as I think they do every December, right?
They have so far, and I really pray that that never changes.
Mm-hmm.
For people that are, you know, in the biblical sense, frankincense is one of the oldest oils known to man. It was given to baby Jesus, and it is a very, very powerful oil. It's one of the oils that I tell people, if you don't know what to use, use frankincense.
And I go by that.
It is true. Mm-hmm. It really, really is a powerful oil. Shalene, what are your ideas or your favorite things about frankincense?
We use frankincense daily in our household just for overall health maintenance. Frankincense is able to cross that blood-brain barrier, so it's very effective for your neurological function, autoimmune diseases, your cellular health. So it's something that we just use every single day for our general health maintenance. And it's one that I probably, when I first got started, I wouldn't have ordered on my own, but I got my first bottle for free back in the December that I was got started.
Mm-hmm.
And now I would not even think twice
about not having
having frankincense.
Yeah. So if you got stranded on an island, what is one oil that you would take with you?
Frankincense.
Frankincense. I think I would too. It just it's everything. It's definitely good.
Well, because it's so powerful, they actually have it included in the vitamins. There's a whole vitamin pack that you can do with doTERRA, which is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably their number one product that they have.
What's and that called again?
It's called Lifelong Vitality.
Okay.
And they believe so much in it that they actually offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can take every last pill in the bottle and decide, you know what, it's not for me, and send it back. I don't believe very many people do that because it works so, so well. It helps with inflammation. It has the frankincense in it. And so it really gets your brain functioning as to where it should be. I've had moms say, I didn't realize I was operating in a fog, and it's my mommy be nice stuff. And, you know, after a hard day's work, I'm able to go grocery shopping and come home and make dinner. It's not peanut butter and jelly. We do, you know, playtime with the kids before bath, and then we read a story. And it's not a crazy energy. You just feel like you can get so much done. Mm-hmm. It also helps fantastically for people with MS, fibromyalgia, a lot of those autoimmune diseases that cause inflammation in your body. It really, really helps with the inflammation to get it down.
And so I know some of my friends take it, ingest it in the morning, but they're also putting it on topically. Can you throw that one in the diffuser as well? I'm pretty sure you can, right?
Frankincense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
absolutely.
What about kids?
You can use it on kids.
Okay.
You can actually use all of the oils on kids. I know that we probably need to go soon, but we can
talk more
about that.
Cut to a commercial because I want to get to that. It's a huge, because I know there's parents out there listening to there's ADHD out there, there's allergies, there's just the common cold, flus, that kind of things that we can talk about as well that have been helping so many people. So on our way back, we're going to go ahead and get back to the doTERRA oils with Shalene and Jesse. This is Dr. Maria Salas. You're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of 2 saved by blood transfusions, every 3 seconds someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Redding Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Reading's own Civic Auditorium.
The Reading Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to 3 or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show, and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReadingCivic.com or the Reading Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and there is a Servicemen's Feast today from 3 to 7, Dinner for Our Military, Police, and Firemen Families. That is today from 3 to 7 at the Veterans Memorial Hall. You got to show up. It's at 1605 Yuba Street. Free to all veterans, police, and firemen families. I'm so glad they're doing that. That's awesome, and it's brought to you by Missing in Action Project, that's MIAP, and Walmart Heart. Thank you guys for doing that. It's awesome. I love MIAP. Okay, so back to the doTERRA oils. Jesse's here. Shalene's here. We're talking about how they've been helped, how their families have been helped, how their clients have been helped. And we wanted to talk about babies and young children. And Shalene, you have a little cutie, don't you?
I do. I used all of our products throughout my entire pregnancy. I used our supplements for my prenatal vitamins.
Oh, good.
And
wait, is that the one that...
The Lifelong Vitality.
Okay.
Yes. They really helped with my energy levels throughout my pregnancy and keeping me level-headed and not having those crazy mood swings that sometimes we get when we're pregnant. And I also used the oils throughout my pregnancy for aches and pains, those types of things.
Water retention,
yes. I had those lovely...
What about mood?
Yes. Also for mood, the oils can be very effective for mood management, using them topically or aromatically. But we also use the oils on our daughter every single day. She gets oils on her. She got frankincense oil on her within an hour of being born. So the oils are safe for our entire family. They are safe for our children, for us as adults, and they're also safe for our four-legged animals as well. And any of these things that you do hear us talk about, that is related to doTERRA oils. So like I was saying before, if you go to your store shelf, you can't use all of those oils in the same ways that you can use doTERRA oils, and that is because of our purity.
Okay. We do have a question in the chat room from Oils Lover. That's cool. I like your name, Oils Lover. I want to know the three ways you can use doTERRA oils.
Perfect.
And I think she kind of goes on here. What is a blended oil compared to a lemon or lavender? So I don't know if those are combined questions.
Those are great questions. They're okay. Two separate questions.
Okay.
So there's three ways to use doTERRA oils, and I think you kind of had mentioned it earlier. You can use them aromatically, so opening a bottle and smelling the oils, or if you have a diffuser, you can put them in the diffuser, and so you get the aromatic benefits. You can put them on topically, so put them on your skin, on the bottom of your feet, your neck, wherever, or you can take them internally. So you can put them as drops in your mouth. There are some gel capsules that you can, the veggie caps you can get and take them internally. No, anything you put on your skin goes internally. And a lot of times I think we forget that. So as we're putting on all of these lotions and good smelling stuff that has all this chemical stuff in it, it does go internally.
And it really only takes a few seconds for it to get into the bloodstream. So it depends on where it's at in your body. But your feet are a major area of where things can get into the bloodstream very quickly. I think, what does it take, like a few seconds?
Mm-hmm. You do have the largest pores on the bottom of your feet. And so it soaks in very, very quickly. And within 2 minutes, it usually goes throughout your whole blood system.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if you put peppermint on yourself or an infant, you can either taste it or smell it on their breath. Very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends kind of how in tune you are with your body as well. as for the other question, the difference between a blend and just a regular oil, say lemon or lavender, peppermint, like I said before, the company has found certain oils that work really well together. So instead of us having to do all of the mixing, they've mixed them for us. But again, even with the blends, there are no fillers, there's no extra additive, anything. What they've done is they've listed every oil that is in that blend on that bottle. So if it's lemon, lavender, and peppermint, which is a natural antihistamine, that's what it's going to say on the bottle. So for Balance or Breathe, which are a couple of our blends, on the back of the bottle, it will tell you every oil that's in that bottle.
Yeah, and then back to kids, the way you would want to do that sometimes, because you can put it straight on the skin, is, did you mention breaking it down a little bit?
I didn't, but sometimes the oils are a little bit warmer, mm-hmm. and our children's skin are a little more sensitive than mm-hmm. ours are. So for certain oils, you want to dilute those down with fractionated coconut oil or coconut oil that you use in your cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps to just dilute it down a little bit because they are so powerful. For instance, one drop of peppermint oil is equivalent to 27 cups of peppermint tea. So that gives you a good idea of how strong one drop of oil can be. So with our children, we like to dilute that down. For instance, my daughter gets our On Guard blend on the bottoms of her feet every morning, and the On Guard blend is our protective blend, our immunity boost. So that helps to protect our immune system and keep us from catching those germs that are floating around this time of year.
Well, let's just... Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's also the oil that Vanderbilt Hospital and a lot of the other hospitals around the world are using. They have diffusers going in their waiting rooms. They have diffusers going in the nurses' area. And they're actually using that specific oil in surgeries and seeing amazing results. With the On Guard.
What are they cleaning with it, or are they?
Well, they're using it for the healing properties.
Oh, okay.
So we have a dental surgeon that uses it, and mm-hmm. he has noticed that the recovery process, he doesn't have a lot of that infection after the surgery.
So it's rubbing it on the gum type
mm-hmm.
thing? Oh, okay.
And
in other countries, they use it a lot more than we're allowed to here in the U.S.
Sure,
but,
sure.
As far as for in the waiting rooms and such, they use citrus oils as well to help with mood. But Vanderbilt really is the hospital that started a lot of the research. And so, like I said, there's a ton of research. There's areas that you can go to look it all up if you're interested in reading that stuff.
And we'll go ahead and put that all on our Facebook page at Twins Talk Health. You can always go there for more information about anything that are any of the topics that we have on Positively Healthy. Again, that's Facebook page, and it's Twins Talk Health. Okay, go ahead. Keep going. I want to hear more about Vanderbilt Hospital. And I think you told me a story. You went over there one time because you had to check it out.
Well, I did. I went to visit some friends in Tennessee, and I didn't realize that Vanderbilt was there. Obviously, I probably should look at the maps more often. Don't get out of California a lot. But I was driving and saw Vanderbilt, and oh my gosh, it's like a city in a city there. Mm-hmm. But we were actually able to go into the main hospital, and they do have the diffusers going. And we talked, I had talked with one of the nurses, and she said, yes, we do use the diffusers here. They use them in the back. so it's really nice when you read research, and then you are able to actually go in and experience that, oh, wow, it really is happening, and this really is working for people. And it's not just for the patients, but for the workers that are there, the employees, they're happier in their jobs. They're, you know, they're feeling better. It's overall, I use them in my office. We use them around our kids, around the social workers. It absolutely helps with the sicknesses that go around, but it also helps with mood. Let me tell you, there's a lot of grouchy people that come in my office, and when they smell that wild orange or the peppermint or, you know, that hits them, and when you breathe in the citrus oils, it changes your brain chemistry. It gets all that good stuff flowing, and it's pretty amazing to see it work.
Oils Lover had another question. She says, thank you. You're answering all the questions that she had, but how much is the class? And we wanted to let you and everyone know that the class is free. We'll go ahead and mention that time and date again later on. Also, all the information will be on Twins Talk Health. By the way, if you want to call 605-4567, give us we have a few more minutes here that we can answer some questions. But, Shalene, did you have something else that you want to say that where you use On Guard? A story that I know I use it in between patients, where I wash my hands between every patient, and I'm using their foam soap. Mm-hmm. I love that.
The soap is amazing.
Yeah. Not only is it helping with the germs, but it actually smells so good, so it freshens up the room a little bit.
I think it smells like a little bit like Christmas.
Exactly, a little cinnamony.
Yeah, we have a whole line of On Guard products. There's the oil that you can use topically and internally. If you feel a cold or flu coming on, it's really important to take our On Guard oil. The oils are able to cross through that cell membrane and start attacking a virus to keep it from spreading to additional cells. So if you do catch a flu and the doctor might tell you to just go home and wait it out because there's not much they can do for you, you can use the oils, and that flu may only last 2 to 3 days versus lasting a week or two.
Exactly. So there is a lot you can do. Mm-hmm. So don't ever take the, just let it sit it out. There's not really much you can do. No, there is a ton that you can do. You can eat clean. You can get your rest. You can hydrate. You can do your oils, and you can get your adjustments, your chiropractic adjustments. Those are things that have to be done during that time. And a lot of people will call and say, oh, gosh, I'm sick. I don't want to get you sick. No, come in anyway to the office. I'm protected with On Guard. And I want to adjust you and make sure that you get better, because guess what? If you're not working, if you're not feeling well, you're not working. You're usually staying home, and you're not bringing home the bacon, which you need to make a living for your family and, help with everything in your life, food, bills, and everything. Got to get people working back in the field, right? So, and those are for my occupational athletes. They need to get back out on the field. Okay, so let's talk about, I know we talked about that the company has put together some blends for us, but if for some reason you didn't have that, but you had them separately, there is a flu balm out there.
There is. The flu balm is amazing, and it's something that...
Basically a recipe, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. You use different words, protocol, recipe, just things that people have found that work really well together. And so a couple of years ago, as oil users, we actually just created this stuff ourselves. And so what the company did was they were nice enough to put it in a gel capsule for us. Mm-hmm. And so the On Guard oil is, like we talked about before, very huge. And so the Flu Balm has On Guard. It has oregano, which is a natural antibiotic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It has
antibacterial, antiviral, antiparasitic. Okay, go ahead.
It has black pepper, and it has Melissa oil. And so they're all very, very powerful oils. And it's easy, you know, we get used to taking pills. If that's your preference, instead of rubbing an oil on and you feel like you're getting sick, it's a great thing to do. I can tell you, even the non-oil believers in my office, whenever they are sick, are in my office asking for the Flu Balm.
Okay. So, we have two things going here. We've got a minute to go, but we do have a caller. I think we're going to pick that caller up on the way back from the commercial. But so if you're listening, just hold on tight. Jen from Roa, Montana. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what she has to say. I think this is a special guest call. So anyway, again, the event class that we have coming up is Saturday, January 10th, and it is free. Please give us a call to let us know you're going to come, and bring a friend or bring three friends. It's 244-9000. Give me a call at HealthWise Chiropractic and let me know, 244-9000. The address is 2835 Childress Drive, and it starts at 12 o'clock. You will get all your answers, all your questions answered, and you'll get to try the products. Okay, we have to cut to a commercial. On our way back, we're going to get the call. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Flu shots provide protection against the flu virus. Owens Pharmacy reminds you, it's not too late to get a flu shot. Visit any Owens Pharmacy and get protected. No appointment necessary. Get a flu shot today.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Welcome back. We just have a few short minutes left, so I hate to interrupt that pretty song, but Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. We do have a caller on the line, Jen from Roy, Montana.
Hello.
Hello, Miss Jen. How are you? This is Dr. Maria Salas.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So how many hours we got here? You guys are mountain time, so what is that, an hour?
Just 1 hour.
1 hour. Okay, you're doing pretty good. So, I hear that I'm going to meet you soon.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited about that. But I just wanted to call in and give a little testimonial because I was introduced to the oils by that wonderful lady sitting there by Shalene. And that was 2 years ago. And my favorite product that I was wanting to have a testimonial about was the Lifelong Vitality. And it just changed our whole family's life. My husband's a cowboy, and so he's used his body and abused his body. But I also have an 8-year-old, and he uses the Lifelong Vitality as well. And so it's just such a versatile product for our family, and it's just changed our pain management and our well-being for our whole family, and we just love it. And as far as the oils, one thing that I wanted to have a testimonial about is I live somewhere where it's very rural. So what is exciting about the oils is they don't expire.
Ooh, yeah.
So I can have lots of them, and they can sit on my shelf for however long until I need them and then use them.
So you stock up, huh, Jen?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Jen, do you have a few minutes to maybe talk about Brody and some of the oils that have worked really well on him? Because I know you've struggled with a couple of different things with him as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Brody is, when I got started with the oils, he was in first grade, and so he was having a challenging time reading and listening. He would much rather go ride his horse than sit and read a book in school. And so we started researching what oils would be good for focus, and the teachers were just convinced he was ADD, which he wasn't, but we just found oils that worked for him. Our favorite oil for him is frankincense, of course, which goes on the bottom of his feet or on the back of his neck. And then we use Balance and an oil called Intune.
Mm-hmm.
And Intune is like our homework oil. So when he comes home from school, we just put it on his wrist so he can sit there and get through his homework.
That is awesome. I use Intune as well. I love it.
It's a great oil. You know what's really cool about the oils, too, is they're so versatile. And so one oil can do, you know, 10 different things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know we've talked about a bunch of different kinds of oils, but you don't have to go out and buy every last oil out there. You can buy a handful of oils and fix or work on, you know, 10 or 15 different things.
And if you wanted sorry, Jen, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you wanted to get started before the class in January, give me a call at 244-9000. Call us over at HealthWise Chiropractic. We can answer all your questions, get the products for you. There's a few great ways to get the products, and we do have frankincense is free this month, so I want you guys to be able to take advantage of that. Give me a call at 244-9000, and we can go ahead and make sure that happens for you. Did you want to add anything to that?
No, it's like she was saying, if you want to get started before the class, absolutely give her a call. Taking advantage of that free frankincense is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And for non-oil users, it, you know, that may not mean a whole lot, but once you've started using it, it's like gold.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that you always will want to have around. So it's amazing that the company is able to offer it for free. And then anybody who wants to sign up at the class, Maria will be there as well. And so there'll be lots of people there with information, oils, and we can answer any questions that you have. We can talk about cancer. We can talk about any of those big, huge, scary things that are out there and how the oils have been able to help certain people.
Okay. We just have a few more minutes left. I think it's like maybe 2 minutes. So, Jen, did you have anything else you wanted to add before we say goodbye?
No. Make it to that class. Those girls you have sitting there are some of the best educators that we've worked
with. They are.
And they are absolutely giving with information, so that you won't be let down by the 45-minute hour class, especially since it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people have challenging schedules, so if you don't, I know that, Maria, you know that you can put people in contact with the girls for other classes for
sure.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, we're going to have them regularly, so yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen, for your testimonial and your knowledge as well. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I can't wait to meet you.
Can't wait to meet you, Izzy.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye, Jen.
Bye.
Okay, so thank you, girls, for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having us. And I want everybody to know Maria is just as knowledgeable as we are about the oils. So feel free to call her and ask her questions as well, because she has her knowledge bank is growing every day.
I have, even during the show, there's just, you know, and then I open up the resource books or I go to everythingessentials.me and that helps me out. Just if someone says, oh, I'm going through this, I'll go straight to, after I adjust them, right? I go straight to the book or the resource sites and learn from there. Jesse Cork, thank you. Shalene Hogan, thank you so much for coming to the show today in studio. Let's do this again, ladies.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
You're listening to the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back next week.
Merry Christmas, Dr. Maria.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. That was a playback of
the Positively Healthy Show. I hope you enjoyed that. Currently outside, it's 47 degrees. Going to get up to 52 today, so we're finally getting some winter. Low of 36 with some rain today. Sunday's going to be 43 with a low of 41. Monday, a high of 48 with a low of 46. Tuesday, high of 57, low of 37. Wednesday, 54 with a low of 39. Thursday, looks like we're going to get some lightning, actually, with a high of 46 and a low of 34. Going to be pretty rainy this week, so pull out those rain boots and rain jackets and umbrellas and enjoy the rain. I know I do. Take a look at what's happening around the community this weekend. Looks like starting at 11 today, Animal Coalition Paws for a Cause. That starts at 11 going until 3. That is at 254 Hartnell Avenue, and that's here in Reading. Starts at 11. It says, here's a couple things about it. It says Rescue Animal Coalition will host an adoption event at their storefront, Paws for a Cause. Our primary focus is terriers, pugs, Pomeranians, poodles, pichones, I believe it's how you say that animal, shih tzus, papillons, and many small mixed breed dogs. Please visit our website at www.resqac.com for a list of dogs and application forms. Tomorrow there's a couple things going on as well. It's a Bidwell Mansion State Historic Park holiday tours that it's going on all weekend, but tomorrow it will start at 6:30 until 8 at night. Bidwell Mansion State Historic Park will offer special evening tours of all three floors of its mansion on December 18th through the 20th. From 6:30 to 8, the mansion will be decorated in Victorian holiday style. Staff and volunteers dressed in period costumes will be available to answer questions or provide insight into the history of this special home. Visitors will be able to view the home at their own pace while listening to live music played on Ann Bidwell's beautiful grand piano. Tickets for this weekend will cost $10 for adults, $4 for youth under 12 years of age. Tickets can be purchased at the Bidwell Mansion State Historic Park Visitor Center. That's at 525 Esplanade in Chico on Saturdays and Sundays, Mondays from 11 to 5. For more information, give them a call, 895-6144, or visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/Bidwell Mansion. And then tomorrow, 7:30 in the morning, country breakfast and bake sale. That is going on tomorrow from 7:30 to 11. That's going to be at the Eagles Hall, 2010 Montgomery Street, and that's in Oroville. It says Oroville Area 196 Fraternal Order of Eagles is having their county breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, December 20th. We are serving eggs, how you like them, hash browns, biscuits, and sausage, gravy, choice of ham, bacon, sausage, or Phil's Famous Sausage. That sounds yummy. Juice and coffee, all for a donation of $6.50. We serve from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come on and enjoy the best. It says best, and it's all bold. Breakfast in the North State. We're located at the Eagles Hall, 2010 Montgomery Street in Oroville, California, on the corner of Myers and Montgomery Streets, next to Municipal Auditorium. For more information, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/events. So that's a couple things going on this weekend. Hope everybody's prepared for the holidays and has all their shopping up to date. I know I don't have all my shopping up to date. I have a couple minutes to kill before the news, and then we're going to be listening to a playback of Dr. Nancy's show. And so, getting ready for the holidays. It's going to be a really good time. My parents are coming down from Washington. I'm going to drive 9 hours to spend a couple days here with my wife and my kids. And it's always a good time when we get around family. I don't know about you guys, but I absolutely love having my family around and creating traditions as we go. My kids are still young, and so we've kind of done a couple different traditions, one of which we haven't been so good at, but my wife's family, what they used to do is they would open up their presents, and then my wife's dad, what he would do is he would have an extra present for each of their kids. There was four kids in their family, and it was hidden around the house. And so he would give them notes, and they'd have to go on a scavenger hunt to find this extra present. And it was usually something little, like a candy or something, but something fun that I'd like to start doing with my kids. I know my kids are dying to open their presents. They are definitely like me, where when you see presents under the tree, like, my heart just starts pounding. I just start looking at those presents, examining what is under the tree, and then I just start guessing and start thinking, what are things that I said I wanted? What are the things that I've hinted at that I wanted? That package looks this shape, so it must be that. So I'm the worst. My wife, my mom, anybody who knows me knows you cannot put presents under the tree, because I will figure it out. Or when I was a kid, I actually opened presents and wrapped them back up, because, yeah, it's okay. I've gotten better since then, but I actually did do that. So, but it's okay. I'm better now. But anyhow, looking forward to Christmas with my family. Hope everyone is having a happy holidays. Again, up next is the news. 46 degrees out there, still cold outside. Enjoy the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. U.S. military says an airstrike on Friday against Islamic State terrorist targets may have resulted in the death of Iraqi soldiers near the city of Fallujah. Speaking today on board the USS Kearsarge, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter described it as a mistake that involved both sides.
It has all indications of being a mistake of the kind that can happen on a dynamic battlefield between two forces, ours and Iraqi forces, that are working so closely together.
And the U.S. military says the strikes came in response to requests and information provided by Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah, which remains under ISIS control. A federal appeals court has declined to review a lower court decision upholding at least some NSA surveillance.
The decision by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals makes no judgment on the overall program, but rather says a lawsuit challenging one small part of it, dealing with the Internet, is too narrow. The rulings considered a setback for privacy advocates.